Ciro Camacho is a serial entrepreneur. He was a pioneer in building computers and an early expert in networking. Born in Bolivia and educated in Kentucky, he started and sold a business in Jacksonville.
I'm from La Paz. I was born in La Paz. Came here right after I graduated from high school because of political unrest down there. They closed universities for about 3 years. So I came to the States to get a profession. I actually have a degree in engineering, electronic engineering, and the computer business started as an accident.
Ciro came to Jacksonville to work for the Federal Reserve and began to build IBM-compatible computers.
At that time, the clones were brand new, and I made the first clone for the IBM computers, and I borrowed about $200 out of my MasterCard, and I built the first computer, and then the rest is history.
Ciro started his company with his wife, Rita, whom he met when he first came to Kentucky for college.
We were both teenagers, and we used to live in this apartment, so that's how I met Rita, and we got married. And yes, she was my right hand in the business for, you know, since I created the company. She did all the accounting and all the office management. Unfortunately, she passed away last year.
Ciro Camacho's wife was diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor. At the time, Ciro and Rita were planning their retirement and the sale of their company.
We were waiting for our youngest one to graduate from college. We already had the business listed for sale, but then in October, they found a tumor in Rita's brain, and it happened to be a cancer. At that time, they gave her 19 months to live, and she lived for 3 years, so a huge battle.
The plan, before Rita's illness, was to sell the company and then figure out what to do next.
I think we were planning to travel a little bit and maybe start something else, something different. Technology business is a high-stress business, and it's a constant changing. You know, you have to keep up with it. And I think after 20-something years, it was a little bit too much.
They also were going to decide where to live.
Maybe move back to Kentucky with her family, or maybe move back to Bolivia. But, you know, that was the plan, but life played us a different role.
My life has changed so much.
I can tell you. I just have to play one day at a time.
Through his loss, Ciro has gained new insight and new priorities.
I think it helped me to see life in a different perspective. Things that were important at one time are not important anymore. All those material things, and at the end, you don't take anything. And that makes you value things. It makes you value life, friendships, you know, people that you know. That's more important than anything else.
Ciro's daughters moved to Jacksonville during their mother's illness and plan to stay here. And so, in all likelihood, will Ciro, with a new business and his daughters and grandchildren around.
Eventually, I will start something else because I cannot be without doing anything. But right now, I need to think before I take my next move. You just have to keep on going. Life is wonderful. And if I could do it all over again, I will do it again just like the way I did it.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.